Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book. The big scandal that's going to be covered up very shortly is the Clintons are worth $2 billion, and they did it by selling out the country. But then out alone, they had a lot of help. Actually, they sold out the country to the Soviet Union. And that only goes to prove my theory that the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. 20% of the American people's uranium was sold to Vladimir Putin. And now, to add insult to injury, a lynch mob comprised of 10 traitor rhinos sold out the Republican Party. You would never see 10 Democrats sell out the Communist Party. The communist media mourns the loss of Alawaki. You know, he was an American citizen. This is the BS they perpetrate on gullible people. Yes, he was an American citizen. He was planning to kill American citizens. So the American citizens canceled his contract. But they'll talk about, oh, he was an American citizen and he didn't have his rights in court. He was on the battlefield, and that's where you leave him. You meet him on the battlefield, and you leave him there. You don't bring him home. We don't need to interrogate them. Just say, a sayonara, maaz salama, adios, ciao, and that's it. No work for the ACLU. Keep them unemployed. The communist ACLU, founded by Roger Baldwin, a communist. Yes, they're looking out for the little people. You got to watch out for those little people. Yeah. But the communist media won't tell you that that our presidential traitor is being covered up for the loss of 2,400 American troops in Afghanistan. Yep. Do you know what they do? They classified them. The day that Obama took office, he classified all fallen Americans as NATO troops to be identified later. You can't name one of the 2,400 he lost in Afghanistan. And I bet you can't even name the four he lost in Benghazi. Can I? Let me see. Ambassador Stevens, Sean Smith, I think it was Ty Woods, and who was the fourth one? Daugherty, Glenn Daugherty. Yeah, it's, you know, it's nice to remember those guys, you know. After all, they were thinking of you when they went there to save you from being murdered on the subway. Yeah, and not by the Ferguson looters. Anyway, what else have we got here? Oh, yes. So Obama has lost over 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan, and that doesn't count Benghazi. And the Democrat Party likes to keep the kids doped up so they don't know they lost their country. And 10 Democrats would never vote with Republicans. They have to go. And I'll give you their names when we come back. Mark Levin is livid. Savage is livid on this sellout today of the 10 rhinos in the lynch mob. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's time for the Star Spangled Banner. I said, man, this is payola all the way. This is this is imperial bribery. And at the time, here's how the story went. The Canadian businessman wanted Clinton to introduce him to the president of Kazakhstan. And they flew to Kazakhstan to meet with the president. And the Canadian businessman did a deal to buy uranium from Kazakhstan. And he was going to sell it to the Iranians. So already Clinton is dirty, okay? Already Clinton is dirty because you're going to do a uranium deal and you're not going to ask where it's going. Canada doesn't need uranium. Canada's got its own uranium. So this was a deal for the Iranians. I call them uraniums, okay? That's what it was. And at that time, I thought I heard that the commission that Clinton got paid was $500 million. But apparently they got different figures today. But it was it was between 100 and 500 million. And the Canadian businessman, he was kicking his heels up together. He scored big time. Now it turns out that he also got uranium from the United States. And he sold it to Putin. Isn't that wonderful? There's the country that wants to bury us, besides Iran, okay? Khrushchev smacking his shoe, we will bury you. Karl Marx or Lenin saying we will hang the capitalists with the rope he manufactures, right? They're all dirty. Hillary complaining that she was poor when she left the White House. Do you know that the governor of Virginia was the head of the DNC and Terry McAuliffe? And I got a picture of him on one of the sites I had. He's hitting the gavel as chairman of the DNC, which stands for dilatation and curettage, which is a fancy French word for abortion. Yeah, and divide and conquer is also DNC. And he's hitting the gavel, and I put under it the caption, going once and going twice, sold the United States of America. And that's what they're doing. They're selling us out. They're getting the last monies before everything collapses. I got a picture on an email that I sent out, and it's the crucifixion, but you can only see the four Roman soldiers casting lots for the cloak of Jesus. And I took the caption and I put under it, casting lots for the assets of the United States of America. Assets like U.S. uranium, now controlled by the Soviet Union. They got a 20% piece of all American uranium. House and then I also put under that, House and Senate divide the spoils. And then I did Obama's quote, tell Comrade Putin I'll be more cooperative after we do the uranium deal. Russia sells American uranium to the uraniums. Clinton and his Communist Party stockpile money. $2 billion. I say, to be or not to be. 10 rhinos. This is the other headline for today. This is the saddest one. Here we had the Tea Party victories in the Republican Party to give them a majority. And 10 rhinos voted with the Communist Party to take down the USA. This lynch for the DOJ, that lynch mob, she is Eric Holder in a dress. She is going to be, she's the number two communist. 10 rhinos voted with the Communist Party against their own party. They should all be vaporized. The big communist is worried about climate change. And he's trusting the uraniums not to raise the nuclear temperature by 5,000 degrees in 5 minutes. Lynching with the Rhinos. This is the Rhino Lynch Mob. 10 puppies could have stopped her. That's right, she never would have got appointed. The final vote was 56 to 43. It would have been 46 communists and 53 Americans if the 10 rhinos hadn't sold out. But the rhinos always sell out. They are Democrats in waiting. Match McConnell and Cochran are professional Democrats. In an unexpected turn, Senate Majority Leader, this was the headline. In an unexpected turn, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky. What happened to you guys? You used to have Daniel Boone. Now you got this piece of crap. Voted with the Democrat caucus to confirm Lynch after slow-walking her nomination. That was only a delaying tactic to look like they were putting up a struggle. Yeah, a real phony act. The other Republicans who voted for Lynch were Orrin No Match Hatch. Do you know that No Match Hatch led Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg, an ACLU communist, to the Supreme Court and put her in the seat? Did you know that? He led her up there. Lindsey Graham, I never trusted this guy. He schmeals. Yeah, you know why I don't trust him? Because he reminds me of a inexperienced military officer with no combat experience sentencing some guy that put up a fire, tremendous firefight and survived. And he was charged with premeditated murder on the battlefield. How do you charge somebody with premeditated murder on the battlefield? That's a communist tactic, man. And never forget, politically correctness was used by the Bolsheviks in 1914. Everything the Democrat Party does, they've learned from the Soviets. Jeff the Flake from Arizona, he's got to go. He can't be counted on. Lindsey Graham has got to go. He's got the audacity to run for president. He should run on the Democrat ticket. Thad Cochran is no good. I'm going to tell you something about two flag burners. After 9-1-1, I got involved in politics. I started to look at candidates. I never paid much attention before. But 40 days before 9-1-1, 40 days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States. It was called the Flag Desecration Act, and they said, let it burn, its freedom of speech. No way is it freedom of speech. And I could dig up 300,000 Americans tomorrow that would put a bullet in all their heads for even talking about burning the flag. But anyway, and that's only at Gettysburg. That doesn't even count the World War II. There's about 700,000 or 800,000 of those guys that went down for that flag. And to have some scumbag politician who never served his country, which should be a requirement for office, say it's freedom of speech. He should have to say it against the wall with a blindfold and a cigarette. But I don't smoke. It's okay. You're going to be smoking anyway. Yeah, and that's good news for the terrorists. I just have it on good authority that paradise is very hot. It's very hot in paradise. So we got Thad Cochran. We got Susan Tom Collins. Her and Olympia Snowjob. I call them the Cauldron Sisters from Maine. If they can hurt a baby or a trooper, they do it gleefully. Mark Kirk, I don't know him, but I know him now, and I'll be waiting for his demise in politics from Illinois. And it's funny, Kelly Ayotte, I heard Mark Levin say tonight, she ran as a Tea Party member, and then she stuck it to them. And I was watching her the other day, and I just seen the way she was asking questions. She looked too Democrat for me. And here it is. Here's the proof of the pudding. She did a Pearl Harbor. She sided with the communists. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, he's got to go. And this Rob Portman from Ohio, he's a disgrace. And speaking of bad choices, do not endorse the governor of Ohio for the presidency. He ain't got it. He ain't got the fortitude. He ain't got the guts. Kasich. I saw him when he was a senator interviewing a Scotch communist in the British Parliament, and he was called to testify to Kasich's committee on supporting Saddam Hussein. And this guy did about a 20-minute speech on what's wrong with the United States and how he hates it. And Kasich sat there like a little whipped child, a little baby. No way can he stand up. And another one who can't stand up, even though I love him and he's deeply religious and he's a good guy, but he hasn't got the fixins. And that's Huckabuck. Huckabuck pardoned a criminal for black votes. And that criminal walked into a breakfast nook and killed four police officers while they were having breakfast, three males and a female. And we can't have that. We can't have windsock of politicians. So all these rhinos got to go. We got to get rid of them now, work every day to lower their polecat count. Look at the first line in an unexpected turn. Oh, the first line. The first line they opened up with the betrayal announcement was in an unexpected turn. The other day, there was only five rhinos that were going to double-cross the American people. But when it came to push to shove, it was 10. Ten of them come out of the hamper to burn the Republican Party. And if the Republican Party lets them get away with it, they're no better than they are. Now you know who they are. They probably have their bags packed to go holiday in Cuba. Kelly Ayotte is a disappointment, but surely New Hampshire can do better. McConnell and Boehner have to go. Oh, and I was talking about the burning of the American flag. 55 days before 9/11, 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag. And then they passed on their vote to the Senate. And 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 40 were Demo Camos, 8 were rhinos. Of the rhinos, one was Fred Thompson, one was Arlen Specter, one was Thad Cochran, and one was Match McConnell. Okay? 8 rhinos voted with the Communist Party. And they, most of them are gone, but the rest of them have to go. And Thad Cochran, Democrats went in there and voted in that primary down there for Thad Cochran because they know he is a good communist. Gray Poupon communist. Now you got a president and ex-first lady who are worth $2 billion. What do you think about that? You know what? We're going to be suffering with bird dogs.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby. The bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely lover. a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he won't think I'm getting now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chicks. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
So the press worked everybody up. The president's going to talk to us today at 10 o'clock in the morning. He's got something he wants to tell us of grave importance. So, you ever hear of a dog and pony show? Well, I call it the dog and phony show. He can't even start on time. 10 minutes, he's deliberately late. I was waiting to hear the bird flipper say they died because of an anti-Muslim video. He's going to talk about two guys that got killed by accident. Fortunes of war. If you're in a war zone, chances are you're going to take a bullet or shrapnel. So what's with the communist media calling traitors American citizens? Once Adam Gdansk, the traitor, took up arms against his birthplace, he was no longer a citizen, but an enemy of the super great, the USA. Obama knows these casualties on a first-name basis, as if he was having beer with a Massachusetts cop and Comrade Gates. He acknowledged two mistakes, but when Benghazi fell and four betrayed Americans died, the drone sent to protect them was unarmed, so they say. He never mentioned the 2,400 Americans he has lost to date in Afghanistan. He's got 2 years to go. Bush lost 461 in 8 years in Afghanistan. Obama's lost 2,400. Everybody, the press, the communist press, displayed the names, the faces, and stuck a mic in the face of the mothers who were Gold Star mothers who lost their national treasure. And when the communist press like NBC, nothing but communists, and CNN, the Communist News Network, stuck a microphone in a Gold Star mother's face, the first question they asked was, how does it feel now that you lost your son under Bush? Yeah, they don't play fair. And they don't follow the rules of the Marquess of Queensberry. He acknowledged the two mistakes. He lost an Italian guy and he lost an American who worked for, I think, USAID. But I got to tell you, the guy looks CIA. It's only my bird's eye. Yeah, he never mentioned the 2,400 Americans he has lost to date in Afghanistan, covered up in the communist press. You know how they did it? From day one, the first day he took office, the word American was deleted. They were labeled as NATO troops. Not one name was released. NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. And one thing you got to remember, when you see a KIA count of 2,400, you can multiply it by 7 because that's how many are wounded. So you're looking at 15,000 wounded under Obama in Afghanistan. Bush lost 4,700. And you know what Bush's biggest mistake was? It wasn't going to Iraq. It was not going to Iran by way of Iraq. And he could have wound it all down. And he had the capability. And the Iranians were pooping in their dish dashes because they believed he was coming. But that's why they had to send all that money to the Clintons. Disguised as NATO troops, not one name was released to be identified later, and later never came. To the mother of the Navy SEAL who was on Fox last night, we love you and we appreciate the sacrifice of your national treasure that no one can replace. you and your son were God's creation. And nobody, there's not enough money in the world that can compensate you for your loss. And I hope someone takes up the cause of American POWs in Fort Leavenworth. Some of them unjustly convicted for premeditated PC murder on the battlefield, serving their country for 15 to 20 years in prison as their wives and children starve in disgrace with no benefits. Two names come to mind, Sergeant Evan Vela, Google his story, and Sergeant, I believe his first name is Derek Mitchell, Google his story. They were convicted by PC judges from the Pentagon with no combat experience. Never look at what the communists want you to see. They're showing you Al-Awlaki. Look for the $2 billion cover-up. If you want to say thank you, Mr. President, you can give a presidential citation to the entire Marine Corps for saving your worthless life and mine. Get your communist mayor and loser governor from the vampire state to give the keys of New York City to all military, and especially New York's 10th Mountain Division for stopping the Taliban from riding the subway. Soldier on, Mr. President. And stop giving the country away to our enemies, your allies. And join me in singing the national anthem in honor of the leader of the free world, Bibi Netanyahu. You know what? I think I'm going to play the Iranian national anthem. Have you ever heard it? Oh, it's beautiful. It really warms the cockles of your heart. It is, oh, shucks, I can never find it. Okay, we'll do Johnny Mathis, The Impossible Dream, because that's what's going to be taking place here.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing and to hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And I know if I'll only be true peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered the sky still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the Sinaia, to reach the unreachable.
Africans from Libya, Iran, Obama, and Hitler. We came, we saw, we killed Gaddafi for ISIS. Tee-hee, tee-hee. Remember that scene? A flashback to another scene. She was laughing with two women when she made that faux pas. She was coming out of a restaurant in New York with two women friends, and a panhandler came up to her and said, "Miss, could you help me out? I haven't had a meal in 2 days." And she looked at him, and she looked at her friends, and she laughed, and she said, "Give him a vote for Hillary brochure." You think she's got compassion? You think she's going to buy you a hamburger out of her $2 billion? And now they even got Chelsea involved, and it's disgusting, man. Yep. And then it backfired. Libya backfired. So we did all what all good communist Democrats do. We killed the witnesses. Really sad. Absolutely sad. Gunga Din, the taxpayer. Do you know your Gunga Din? You're the taxpaying Gunga Din. This is a little poem from Rudyard Kipling. And he's praising people at the bottom of the ladder, who do all the work for those at the top. Though they beat you and they curse and they tax you, and by the living God that made you, you are paying more taxes than I am, Gunga Din. So here's Rudyard Kipling's poem. He also did Jungle Book. You know, Jungle Book, Mowgli and the tiger, Shere Khan the tiger, I kill him with my tooth. That was played by Sabu. All the best are gone. Now we got Mickey Mouse crap. You may talk over gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here and you're sent to penny fights and all the shotted. But if it comes to slaughter, you will do your work on water and you'll lick the bloomin' boots of him that's got it. In other words, a drink of water. Now in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time, a serving of Her Majesty the Queen. Of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I ever knew was our regimental Bishti Gunga Din. It was Din, 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 you limping lump of brick dust Gunga Din. Hi, Slippy Hithero, water get it, pani low. You squidgy-nosed old idol Gunga Din. The uniform he wore was nothing much before and rather less than off that might be in. For the twisty piece of rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay in a siding through the day, where the eat would make your blooming eyebrows crawl. We shouted Harry by till our throats were bricky dry. Then we whopped him 'cause he couldn't serve us all. It was Din, 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 you even, where's the mischief have you been? You put some juldee in it, or I'll marrow you this minute if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din. He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done and didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you would bet your blooming nut he'd be waiting 50 paces right flank rear. With his music on its back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty eyed, he was white clear, white inside, when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was din, 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 with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front file shout, "High ammunition mules and Gunga Din." I shan't forget that night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was good old grinning, grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up my head and he plugged me where I bled and gave me half a pint of water in green. It was crawling and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm grateful to one from Gunga Din. It was din, 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 here's a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawing up the ground and he's kicking all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Din. He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet come and drigged the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you liked your drink," says Gunga Din. So I'll meet him later on in the place where he is gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damn souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Din, 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 you Lazarusian leather, Gunga Din, though I've belted you and flayed you by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. Did you like that? Not bad, huh? That's Rudyard Kipling with a New York accent. You can call it a New York accent. I'm looking for Man of La Mancha. When people dream the impossible dream, and men tried to be honorable, and they didn't. You know what Harry Truman said? And it fits Clinton to a T. You know Clinton is dirty when it comes to adultery. Harry Truman learned about a politician who was cheating on his wife. And you know what he said? You know what he said about that politician? If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And now you're seeing 10%, 20% of Americans' uranium is owned by Vladimir Putin. How's that? You think that what George Soros had a piece of that action too? You wonder, right?
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, how base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet for thee. To glory. wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Politicians walk around saying the Soviet Union is no, communism is no more. Communism is stronger today than ever before. They're in many South American countries. They're all over the world. That's why it's called international communism. And they just morphed. That's all they did. So there's similarities between the old Soviet Union and the new Soviet Union. We are the new Soviet Union. The old Soviet Union never fell. They just changed their logos. The new Soviet Union does not yet know they are communist. The old Soviet Union had one candidate and one president, and Stalin won all the elections. The new Soviet Union has two parties and only one candidate. The Communist Party and the Rhino Party are the same. The communists win all the elections with the help of French foie gras Republicans. You know what foie gras is? It's a goose that's been nailed at speed and nailed to the crate. And they force feed him to fatten up his liver. Yeah. I call them foie gras Republicans. The one world leader and communists stand together on flag burning, and baby killing, and abandoning what is left of our military in combat zones. Not to mention that God is under house arrest. Sean Hannity asked Ali North in an interview, do you have a son ready for military service? Would you let him go and join the military? And Ali North said, not for the next 22 months. How's that? A dying Catholic cardinal recently said, I am dying in a bed. He who succeeds me will die in prison, and he who succeeds him will die in the public square. And that's he's looking at America. So ask yourself, how many freedoms have you lost? And why are you paying so much taxes? Look around. Out of 300 million Americans, the best we could do to represent our nation was a Marxist jihadist. The so-called Republicans have no liberty bells. All they know how to do is lay low and lay down. When the rhino, a foie gras geese, surrender, they call it being partisan. Looking for some leaders. Not what the communist media channelizes us with. I don't like the pick. I don't like the selections. There's no free chocolate pudding on Wednesdays. Vote for me. You want to hear my campaign slogan? If you can't come up with a decent president, I'll run. You want to hear my campaign slogan? Vote for me. I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. It's a shame. And you know what? Somebody mentioned Teapot Dome. I think it was Mark Levin. He was talking about the Clintons. He says this is the same as the Teapot Dome scandal. The Teapot Dome scandal has to do with the selling of oil wells, government-controlled oil wells to cronies. But there's one even better than that. You want to have some fun? You want to really get sick? Google. The Elk Hills Naval Oil Reserves, and they were petroleum storage area, and they were sold to Al Gore's father's business friends. So the selling out of the country has been going on a long time. And the Clintons, you know what they did? They cut the size of the Navy so they didn't have to consume as much fuel. And then they said they really didn't need the Elk Hills oil reserves, which was built around the time of Teddy Roosevelt for the American fleet, so that they would always have fuel. That's when we had our hand on the gun and we were ready. It is really sad. Now you got a president that can't even put his hand over his heart when they play the Star Spangled Banner. He thinks he's an Olympic athlete who's pro-communist. Yeah. Now, Bush put up two candidates for the Supreme Court. One was a Latino constitutional expert. His name was Estrada. And the other was a black woman judge. I think she was a single family mom. She put herself through college and put herself through law school. And she was very good, very qualified. And the communists shot both of them down. And here we had a chance to stop the lynch mob. And 10 rhinos sold out their own party. They sold out their own party. Why would you elect them to the Republican Party when they don't serve the Republican Party? Judge, the communists shot down both of those candidates. Judge Estrada had a speech impediment. He stuttered. And Chuck Schumer mocked him. And the way he did it, and he belittled him, he toyed with him. He would ask him a fast question, and while he was trying to answer that question, he'd hit him with another and then another. And it looked like, the guy was overwhelmed. It was really sad to watch. It was like when Chuck Schumer explained Clinton selling Elian Gonzalez to Fidel Castro for future favors and went in on Holy Week and knocked down Cuban grandmothers with rosaries and called them terrorists. And then took little Elian and doped him up and brought him to Washington where everybody was away. And they put him on an airbase. And a guy named Senator Smith, who has the right to go to any airbase and be admitted, was denied entrance. He wanted to see the kid to see if he was doped up. But when his father got off the plane and gave America the finger, he had all kinds of drugs. And that's what they did. They sedated the kid, and then they took him back to Havana. And now the Democrats are collecting on that promise of betrayal, and they're betraying the country again. And if they can find 10 rhinos tomorrow that will vote for anything they want to do. That's why the rhinos got to go first. Get rid of the rhinos, and then we'll get rid of the commos. The sad part is this party of death, the little children, this party that wants legalized drugs so they can tax it, they get over on the tax sucker every day. It is really sad. I couldn't find my Iranian national anthem. My heart is broken. Let's see what we got. Give you something. Want a little Latino? A little Moliendo Café?
Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Una canción de amor, una tristeza, lleva el zambo Manuel en su amargura. Pasa la noche entera moliendo café.
café.
Como muere Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Se pasa la noche.
Moliendo café.
Moliendo café.
Moliendo café.
Cafecito café.
Moliendo café.
Café, 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 café. Como muere Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Ay, Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Fresquecito café, calientito café. Ay, Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Muele Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Some guy had come out against the homosexual lifestyle, and he had a garage, and they trashed his garage and graffitied his building. And I'm just reading some of the comments, and this one guy says, "I agree with the guy. I will take it one step further. It is a sickness that seems to be spreading. Sooner or later, these people that do a lot of pushing and acting like a damn fool are going to push the wrong one, and someone is going to die because of it. I don't hate a person that lives this way, but I neither want to be around it or be part of it, nor have it pushed upon me or my family. It is really sad." Another guy says, "The sickness has been spread by design. This method was disclosed in 1958 and has been implemented since the 30s. In a book, The Naked Communist, by Cleon Skousen, 1958, there is a list of 45 agenda items that the Soviet Union has been following to set up a socialist state in the United States. If you look at the entire list, you will see the Democrats have adopted the entire list. Alinsky radicals like Obama have updated the lists and kicked it into high gear. The book is available in digital form, but you'll have to search for it. Google is hiding it for ideological reasons. 13, he's quoting some of the numbers of the 45 goals of the communists. 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. They have the Democrat Party, and they have the Rhinos, which is probably 10%, maybe more, maybe 20%. 16 is use technical decisions of the course to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 20, infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech. You know what else is free speech? Killing kids. It's my body. Break down culture. What are you doing to it? Cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Next guy says, welcome to the American Communist Party. You should look them up and Google American Communist Party, Northwest Region. You are fantastic in your knowledge of these sewer rats. I joined the American Communist Party, Berkeley, just to check them out. They're unbelievable. Very dangerous folks. Pelosi and Barbara Bell, Democrat of Oklahoma, and go to their front dinners, testimonials quite a few times, and support the American Communist Party, and will not deny it if asked. So, there's a little insight on why you're losing your country. And this guy says it sounds like Terre Haute, Indiana. If you don't agree with the local Democrat, the communist, all hell breaks loose. You can't get justice in the courts, no help from any local lying lawyers, all sorts of attacks from every angle, from businesses to representatives in government, ISU, and local college activists. I think all the colleges are gone, including the Catholic ones. I got to tell you, I was never so shocked to read about the crap that goes on at Notre Dame and Georgetown. Yeah. Communism controls all the colleges. These guys, some father's paying $40,000 a year to send his jerk to come out and graduate a communist. You should send them to a communist country and let them live the lie. Yep, that's enough of that. We are now out of time. I'm going to close with Morse Code of Love.
Did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it 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 did it. And I'm begging friends, please, honey, honey, come back home to me.
If
that, baby, I want your love. Baby, I need your love. Honey, honey, come back home to me.
If that,
got to have your love. Can't live without your love. Honey, honey, come back home. One I made of you, and honey, come back home to me. I thought that you would understand. I'm just a one night man. Not like before, so come back home to me.
Da da did da did it did it did da did it did da did it did it did da did did da did it did it did da did. Baby, come home to me.
Did da did it did.